Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Lisa from Adventures in Agriculture and welcoming you back to the channel after a little bit of a break. And here I am back with Andrea Donnelly, and we are going through the next steps on what's happening on the agricultural project that we've been working on together in collaboration in Puglia, Italy. Andrea, welcome back to the channel. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Lisa. It's always a pleasure. And goodbye, ciao to everybody.
Ciao, everybody. Yeah, I'd love to introduce it. So, as you may remember, Andrea did some work with us in the fall when we were doing the first phase of implementing electriculture into the property in Puglia. And Andrea will go through a little bit about that. But Andrea, this is very exciting because as we've worked together and you had a chance to come onto the property, we were able then to really identify what the key issues are in this region as it relates to agriculture. And I think the two things are, number one, the quality of the soil, because it is the agricultural heartland of Italy, and it has been used and overused and over chemically processed. So we have issues on bringing the soil back to life. And then we also are finding that the water is also subject to those same externalities and implications of that. So from that, I think we've been able to refine the project. And Andrea, I think you're going to start off by going over what the project was so everybody is aware of what it is, and you'll go through the presentation that you have for us. So can I hand it
Absolutely.
over now?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. We want to work really well with the soil. We want to work really well with the water. These are important, very, very important, not only for the plants, but even for us. So we did the first workshop in October together with a good team that helped, and we did the presentation, we did the training, we did the practical, a lot of practical, and there were a big surprise. So we did the manure installation. I teach a little bit of geobiology, so everybody was confident to feel the energy, to feel the water. And it was very fun. We identified the place, put the manure, and to start the acupuncture of the herbs. And this was in combination for a new plantation. So it was a great day because more than 100 trees arrived in the property. And it was
Right.
a big, massive team working. That we had a lot of fun, and always a pleasure to put in place new life, to start the transformation, to have a good feeling with all the team, the plants, and we used the electroculture approach, the energetic agriculture approach. So we work with identifying the best place for every plants and identify the best orientation, because plants are born maybe in a place with a certain orientation, and we want to put again the plants in the same place. We added the geotherapy, the rock, we added the other things to create the best opportunity for the plant to go back in the primordial energy. We will see the growth step by step. More than 150 trees arrived that day. So,
Very exciting.
all the week was spent to start. Is a new seedling, in Anteros, is a big boom of new plants. We were looking for water as well with this technology that helps. We identify some places for upper water and deep water. Still, we have a lot of funny thing to know about that. What is the stage, Lisa, for that?
Yeah, so we've been trying to understand whether or not we have the concept of primary water. And at this stage, we're just finding the right people to second well. And what we have to do is go slowly, slowly on the excavation, because the region has some restrictions on how deep you can go and dig for the water. So we're at that stage. We're just about to go dig into the second well with the guy who's an expert in water for the region. And Andrea, maybe you could just give us a little bit of feedback, because as you looked for the water on the land, you saw two layers of water. Right, you saw one at, what is it, 100 or 120 meters, and then another at 270 meters. Could we determine whether one of them was primary water, or how, what's the difference between primary water and just deep seated water on the land?
Okay, so we got in this point number four, we got I can call surface water, right? It's 30, 60 meter deep. We can call surface water, like the, I believe the present well is collecting the surface water. And then very deep, we have another line of water, and this still we don't know if it is salt or it is a primary water or a very, very deep water. That's the case for sure. The primary water, according to the study that we shared together, it's a very structured water, plenty of energy, and it's typically mounting up through cracks in the rocks. And these rocks are volcanic rocks, like basalt, granite, but mainly basalt. And there are also fixture and very special energies that dynamize the water. So I'm not sure, because honestly, we can discover only when we find the water and
right.
we make the analysis.
Yeah.
And there is no experience in your place about this primary water, but we never know. So we are free to explore.
Right.
And maybe we make a new discovery. So we need to be open.
And this is, right. And this is the important thing, because what we're trying to achieve here is identifying it and exploring for it. Because and this is what I think other people will run into and important to share, is that as you go through using these new techniques or old techniques coming back into our mindset, is that people do not have experience with them, and they do not want to do them, and they don't want to believe that something is different and against the narrative of what they've normally done. I've been lucky to identify, as you know, a team of people who are interested in exploring the new and have been researching this and on that same mindset. But right now it's slowly, slowly moving them along in that direction. So you're correct that we have to get the water and then test it. But as you mentioned, and I would love to ask this question, you're saying that primary water goes through rocks that are energized in the basalt, which basalt seems to be a core construct in electroculture. I'm wondering, if it's not primary water, could we add those energies in through integration of different of those rocks and the basalt and the energy as we move it up through the system to make this turn into
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We can recreate like a tank with basalt inside, for instance. So
right.
If we don't have the right primary water, we can work on the water,
yeah.
Eh? We can magnetize
yeah.
the water. We can we put information in the water in many ways, eh? And this is what we will do apart in the next wave. We work on the water for the farm, for the house, for the swimming pool. And this is very important. We can work on the filtration. We can work in the movement of the water, because it is very important to move continuously the water. Stagnant water, it's bad. Like every energy should move. In general, I can say this is a rule. Energy moves. Huh? Everything is movement, is good.
Right.
If it's stagnant, is blocked, is not good. Huh? So we can work in the movement of the water, in the filtration, and adding the right energy through the pipe system, for instance. This is what we will do. And if we are lucky that we have the primary water, this will be better and better and better. But in any case, we can do it in every place. And we can play with other technique and tactics, like the biodiversity in the garden, mulching, leaving mulching to preserve the water, collecting the water from the roof. So we have many techniques that we can combine always to have a very good availability of water that is so important.
Exactly. And this is important now because as we know, the project is a combination of a masseria and agricultural lands. And this was an existing property, and we're renovating it, bringing it back to life, and we're implementing the water systems and the piping on there. And what's been a very interesting and eye-opening process for me is that how the materials that are used for building are still these plastics. Everything is plastic, and we have to figure out ways to balance out those energies and the negative impacts of these plastic piping. So I'm very excited that we're doing this. And I know that, and just to make a note for people who are listening to know that when you think of these concepts, and it sounds, of course, we're going to, you know, we can do that. You will run into people who are going to say, no, that's not possible. And you just gently say, no, I see that this is being done. We can do this. And it's important to know that we are on the forefront of doing things in a different way, in a very positive way. And most people then look at you and they're like, oh, okay, this is good. So stand strong and go for it, is what I'm
exactly
trying to say.
Exactly. So we explore multiple choice, and we select the one that resonates.
But it's also interesting, because one of the things, Andreas, will go through is that for this next phase of the water, putting tanks in. One of the things here is that they want to use plastic tanks, and I'm looking at cement, but I love this idea of covering it with basalt. So we have to figure out some way, some unique way, and we'll share that together as we create together.
Absolutely. And coming back to primary water, the studies available are mainly in Colorado. So the experience is through the Colorado drilling, finding, and over there is plenty of basalt. That's why I'm touching this important topic. But we can bring the basalt and make it our way in your place. Huh? So
that's what
we can do. Okay,
perfect.
So going to the project, we did also the olive plantation installation with Chiara over there. So we have a test in place. That's very important, because olives are the plants from Puglia. So we want to showcase what's happened. And the project started with the installation of 4 towers, and we covered the north part where the new plantation are happening, and also the Serra, the greenhouse will come, etc. And now we are in the step to plan the next wave. So wave 2 will be in at the beginning of March, and the focus is around water. So all the activity will be around water, how we can energize the water, bring information for structured water, for agriculture, house, and swimming pool. Because, you know, when you use the water, it's not only important for the plants, it's important for your skin. When you take a shower, you got in the swimming pool. When you clean the vegetables, the fruits, otherwise, if the water is polluted, you hit very bad things. We focus in organic production of food, but if you use a bad water, you destroy all your activities. So it's very important to have a very clean water, but energized water as well. Then we complete the installation with the menhirs to cover 100% of the property. And we will do a deep dive on pyramid. We do a deep dive on pyramid because there are more things to explain, even new shape, new material to test. Okay, coverage 100%. Another technique is the flow form technique. I really love is the movement for the water. So once you have collected the water, you stock the water, you can add filtration, and then you can move the water to increase the energy, to change the pH, to even to improve the quality of the water. And these studies are very intriguing, and I really love this shape of flow forms. So we try to see can
If we
add.
can integrate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. So what are the materials that are normally used for these flow forms? Is it ceramic itself or is it another type of material?
There are always natural materials like terracotta, for instance, in the left, you see the pictures. So it's very natural. Then this is a kind of granite. You can use granite or even basalt. Now we are thinking to make our own shape in basalt, and even other researcher, so there are available different stones. And we can make a different shape and different configuration of stones, but always natural. More natural it is, better it is. No plastic.
Well, this is so important because you realize as you do these projects, Andrea, that the world is just everything is using plastic. I was even told as I'm implementing the electrical systems, they're like, you can't use copper wiring. You have to use plastics because of how things work. And you're like, wow, nobody wants to use anything other than plastic. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's cheaper. It's very easy to transportate, and but it releases microfiber of plastic. So at the end of the day, if you don't have a good filtration, you drink it.
Plastics. And this is very important because not only that is that they're telling me the life expectancy of a plastic wiring system is forever, unlike a metal one, which has a 10 to 20 year life expectancy. And then you think, ah, do you ever really get rid of plastic from nature and from your body? Just a thought.
Yeah,
Right. It's like
you're
they're trying
right.
to tell me that that's a really good thing. And I'm like, maybe not, maybe not.
These ceramics or stones are forever, eh? Like the menhir we have put it in place, these are forever for all the generation that will
Right.
come. It's really installation forever. And then I want to go deeper in this topic because there are a lot of details I can show, I can explain. And we do funny things like wine tasting, oil tasting to understand how the frequency can change the material world in terms of sound, smell, and flavors. So we need to work in our sense. We have five senses. We need to go back with our sensibility to understand the importance of frequency, natural frequency.
Yeah, exactly, which is very exciting. Great.
And when this time we have the gold to try, not only bronze, copper, we have the gold that
Well,
make a change.
what are you thinking will be the difference with the gold versus bronze or other materials?
It's a surprise. You need to try. We take a good
Okay.
bottle of wine and we taste it.
Okay, I like this. I like this. That's very good. I love this. Puglia is a very good region for wine, so we're only doing this for absolutely for scientific purposes, right, Andrea?
Yeah, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, not at the beginning, always at the end of the
Exactly.
It's
A
part
little
of the
culture is
research.
very fun. It's very intense research. We
Yes, it
love it.
is.
Yeah.
And then we work on a new approach for grounding that is very important. So It's in every house we need to ground the electrical stuff in the hertz, like in this small design. And electrons are all around the surface of the hertz, and we need to put the grounding system. So for the villa, we want to do something special, of course. We want to create a kind of Lakowski ring with the copper that is taking the energy and concentrating the energy all around the property of the villa, or the villa house, the main building. And then the grounding will be connected to this ring.
This is very exciting because, you know, it started off by putting these grounding wires in, which of course was another very different concept. But for those who are doing the house, so it's an old home, you know, reconstruction of something that was an existing piece of property. And those who are working there, they're like, what are you doing? And you know, we were talking about the orientation with the magnets, and this was so different for everybody. But for once again, they're like, okay. And it's this seeding the concept in the mind of a few. And then every person that we seed with that concept, it grows from their experience and everybody that they touch. So I think this is, to me, one of the most exciting things to do, because I think it's simple, but enormously impactful, enormously.
Absolutely. And then we can have multiple benefits with the grounding, like this is an earthing effect with a reduction of inflammation. It's before, okay, you see on the right the picture, there is a very inflamed body lamp. And then just after 30 minutes of connection with the soil, without the shoes, no plastic shoes. You remember the test, do you?
I remember the test very well. This was so interesting, is that this connection to the energies of the earth, it's just magical. It's exactly what we need to do. And what we remove ourselves from in cities and with our clothing.
Exactly. And then there are effects even in the cortisol. Okay, so normally the cortisol it's moving up and down in the day. So this is the curve that is normal. But we test some people with pre-earthing check. Okay, so 24-hour profile pre-earthing, and then after the earthing, you see the curve. The stress is going down, and this is another positive effect for our life. So we have the possibility to create houses that make a grounding, and even when we sleep, we can ground our bed, and we can have a better sleep, of course, as a consequence. This earthing, it's working as well with the free radicals that are so important for us. And usually the effect is a reduction of inflammation. You can have a lot of benefits to reduce inflammation in your body thanks to this technique. Excuse me.
No, go ahead.
If you want to go deeper, I suggest to have a look at this book, Earthing, the most important health discovery ever. Again, we walk with shoes of plastic. We need to go barefoot. And in Puglia, it's fantastic because we have great weather all the year. So people can even experiment this experience. And in this book, there are a lot of real cases, even blood test, multiple people, big panel of people tested, and the results are so nice, like the was reduced the loss of calcium ions and phosphor. So this is improving the problem of osteoporosis. I mean, you have benefit, no more osteoporosis, stronger like before. It improves electrolyte concentration, T3 thyroid hormone will be balanced, will be in harmony, and also the glucose production has been tested in diabetics people, and this is managed properly with a reduction of 30%.
Yeah.
And even the immune system is better and better because the hair thing. So we can go deeper on this topic, but it's just a suggestion now for our audience, for your audience, and I hope we can experiment in your place.
I absolutely want to do that. And I keep on going back to, like, so we put the grounding in the house, and you're overcoming an infrastructure of plastic with the grounding rods, the metal and everything else. I'm curious of how we can take that throughout our day. And that's something you and I we're going to have to talk about. But this, I think, is really important to integrate those things together. But, you know, having it in your house and stabilizing your body is really, really important. I love that.
Yeah, there are some gadgets that I will show you that we can use in our house if the grounding is well properly. This is the first condition. And then you can bring this earth energy to your body and obtain all the effects that have been shown here. So we
beautiful.
Have gadgets for that.
Oh, it's really beautiful, because as you start to do this and you start to realize these little things, like just as an example, it doesn't happen overnight. Anything that's natural, you don't notice like these things in your body. But after a little bit of time, you look back and you're like, wow, my body feels different, completely different. I mean, I know moving from the food of the United States to the food of Italy, you know, this was a major change. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, my body feels different. Everything feels different. And I'm like, that's a very positive thing, but it doesn't happen overnight. And that's, I think, one of the things that's a challenge as you do anything, both health-wise and then as you alter the way you do something, you don't see it immediately, but boy, you do really see it. And you're like, that's interesting. Really, really good. Good result.
So I'm very happy the project is moving forward, and we see step by step that things are going on. Compliments. I'm so happy that I'm part of the project and partnership with Anteros, you, Chiara, all the team. So thank you, Lisa, for this experience. It's a very, very, very huge experience.
It is a mutual gratitude, and it's really exciting, Andrea. Thank you for being part of it and coming there and spending the time with us to bring this land. I think as you come down here, you realize the beauty of Puglia. But what's happened to Puglia is that she's been neglected, especially in Salento, where I am, where they have not done the natural things to bring the soil back, to cleanse the water. But she is such a natural beauty, and what a unique opportunity to bring a villa and a piece of land back to her roots and bring her back to life. And I couldn't have a better partner than you. So thank you very much. And it's exciting to do. So just to let everybody know, our next, the next phase of this project is going to be in early March, and we'll be doing the rest of the project as Andrea has outlined. We'll continue to give updates, and we'll try to do a live stream of some element of the project itself. But we're integrating all of these things into the project, from the home for the grounding to restoring of the natural soil, and to taking now the water, which we know is really critical, and bringing her back into energetic life so she can energize and nourish the land, the home, and all the people around it. So exciting, exciting times.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody. This is Lisa from Adventures in Agriculture saying thank you, and let us know your comments. And if you want to get involved more in what we're doing, just come back here and reach Andrea through her links below. But thanks very much. Andrea, have a great day. Ciao.
You too. Ciao. Thank you.